present The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters, the story of Gary Bennett, playwright, who suddenly and unexpectedly finds himself the guardian of lovely Evelyn Winters. Ladies, the next time you wash out your lingerie, your stockings and blouses, remember the new revolutionary product that blows while you wash. Makes your things fresher, brighter than ever, with no extra blowing rinse. It's Blue White. B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E. You simply dissolve these blue flakes in the wash water. See how your tinted things are bright, sparkling, white things dazzling white with no bluing streaks. And Blue White is safe for everything you wash, even precious nylons. For it's made by the makers of Sweetheart Soap. And Blue White in its field is as outstanding as Sweetheart is among beauty soaps. Today, get Blue White. It's only 10 cents. Now, The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters, the story in which Evelyn is secretly in love with her guardian, Gary Bennett. And Gary finds himself in love with Evelyn, but believes he's too old for her. Do you think 15 years too great a difference for marriage? As Evelyn was watching Britt Appleton's convertible drive away from Beekman Place, she heard...
Perhaps you remember my name. It's Collier Jerome. I have the penthouse right across the terrace from Britt Appleton.
Evelyn Winters' heart skidded right down to her toes. Turning, she noticed again. He was young, perhaps about 30. Definitely good-looking, that clean-cut sort of a look. His eyes are brown. When he smiles, two dimples pop out framing the smile. He's well-dressed, with an air of having been well-dressed from the time he was born. Collier Jerome had a few more things to say. Now he and Evelyn stand at the door of her home.
It's a gentle form of blackmail, but I insist on being invited to come in. You say you have no family, so somebody ought to do some talking to you.
Mr. Jerome, you're wrong in thinking that I'm playing around with Britt Appleton. I'm not.
Well, you just drove up with him.
Yes, but
have you forgotten what a scared little girl you were the evening you escaped from his penthouse and broke into my apartment?
I haven't forgotten it for one minute.
Well, maybe you've been so tied up remembering it that you haven't looked ahead, so we're going to have a talk. I let you into my place, now you return the courtesy. What's the matter? Don't I look respectable?
Well, of course, you look very respectable.
Yeah, well, don't make it too respectable. Would you like some credit references?
Mr. Jerome, no. You must believe how grateful I was to you for letting me go down in your private elevator. You were wonderful.
It's quite all right.
Come in, won't you?
Thank you. Hi. You've a beautiful home.
Thanks.
You know, all this is a bit amazing. I know your initials.
How do you know my initials?
They were on the suede bag you were carrying that fateful evening. E.W.
I thought I heard the door. Hello, Miss Evelyn.
E for Evelyn.
Hello, Maggie, dear.
Oh, I didn't know you had someone with you.
Mr. Jerome, this is Maggie.
How do you do, Maggie?
Mr. Jerome?
Yes, Collier Jerome.
Maggie's been with me ever since I was a little girl.
Not more than a couple of years, hmm?
Sure, and that's the way it seems to me, Mr. Jerome. And in other ways, it's like it's been for always. Well, darling, where have you been?
Well,
wonderful day to be out. You been out today, Maggie?
Oh, on the terrace, but not more than a few minutes. Mr. Bennett and I were out there together looking around.
Gary, was he here?
Mr. Bennett's here now, miss it.
Maggie, I think that awning could be fixed up with very little trouble.
You don't mean the playwright, Gary Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Bennett, Miss Evelyn's home now.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Gary. This is Collier Jerome.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Bennett is...
one of our very best playwrights.
Well...
I'm a great admirer of yours from way back.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jerome.
And Mr. Bennett is... he's my guardian.
Oh? Well, you've quite a few claims to fame.
They managed to keep me busy.
Do come in and sit down, won't you all?
Yes, won't you come on in and sit down?
I think we might do that.
All right, fine. Well, isn't this an attractive room?
Thank you, Mr. Jerome.
And such a view of the river.
Yes, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Must be wonderful at night with all the lights across there.
You from out of town, Mr. Jerome?
No, Mr. Bennett. I've lived in New York all my life.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have some things to tend to.
Oh, I'll check with Charlie about that awning, Maggie. He's a whiz at things like that.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bennett. Goodbye, Mr. Jerome.
Goodbye, Maggie.
Your name sounds very familiar, Mr. Jerome.
Well, my father has an investment banking firm, Wall Street.
Maybe that's where I've heard it. Or have I heard Evelyn talk about you?
Have you been talking about me, Evelyn?
No, I haven't.
You mean you haven't said anything about me at all?
No, Mr. Jerome.
Oh. Well, I couldn't have made much of an impression on you, could I?
Well,
You mean you meet a good-looking young man like Talia Jerome and don't even mention it to your guardian?
Since when does a girl have to tell everything?
Well, not everything.
Only important things, Evelyn.
Maybe I wanted to keep it to myself, Talia.
But you shouldn't keep things from your guardian. How am I to take care of you if I don't know what's going on? Now, this is all very mysterious. Tell me about it.
Tell you about what, Gary?
You mean how we met?
Yes. I gather that you aren't an old friend of the family.
No, I'm sorry to say I'm not. We met quite recently, Mr. Bennett.
At an evening affair. There weren't many people there. I didn't stay long.
No, you didn't. You were in quite a hurry to get away, Evelyn.
Yes, but we did manage to have a little talk. I thought you were so very nice the way you took me to the elevator. So very nice.
Did you really?
I'll answer the door, Miss Evelyn.
Well, thank you, Maggie. Oh, by the way, would either of you care for some tea or something?
Thanks, but not for me, dear. I'm due at the club very shortly.
Some other time for me, Evelyn.
Hi, Sweet Patootie. I'm Maggie.
Sounds like Jenny.
Hello, Miss Jenny.
Yes, Gary, excuse me a minute, will you?
Yes, certainly, Evelyn. Who's Jenny, Mr. Bennett?
Coming little actress, an old friend of Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. Maggie says you have company.
Hi, Jenny, yes. Land sakes, Miss Evelyn, who is he?
Gary, and who else?
His name is...
Yes, his name is what?
Maggie, I asked if they'd like some tea. Why don't you ask Gary if he'd like a cup of coffee?
Sure, and I'll do that, darling. But this Mr. Jerome...
Mr. Jerome?
Where'd you meet him, darling?
I'll tell you later. Find out about the coffee.
Yes, Miss Evelyn.
Jenny, I want to talk to you before you go in there.
What is it, Evelyn?
His name is Collier Jerome.
Collier Jerome?
Does that mean anything to you?
Jeepers, he's the one...
Yes, Jenny, who let me go through his penthouse and down his private elevator.
He didn't let on to the police.
I met him outside a little while ago.
He remembered you?
Yes, because he saw me get out of Britt's car.
What were you doing with Britt Appleton?
He took me home from... Oh, darling, never mind now.
Gary's here?
Yes.
Has he any idea where you two met?
No, and I've been sitting on pins and needles. I don't want to leave them alone any longer. Now listen, be careful what you say. In fact, the less you say, the better.
I'm not going to spill anything, Evelyn. Jeepers.
Okay, honey, come on.
Ah, here comes my favorite little ingenue.
Well, hello, Gary Bennett.
Hello, Jenny.
Jenny, this is Collier Jerome, Miss Roberts.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been hearing some very interesting things about you.
About me? You have?
I have. And about you?
Well, I've been hearing about you.
Did Maggie ask you about coffee?
And we turned it down. You know, it seems everyone hears things but Evelyn's guardian.
Where did you hear about me, Miss Jenny Roberts?
About you?
About... In the hall 2 minutes ago. I said that Gary was in here and called you Jerome.
Is that just what she said? A coffee would taste very good, Evelyn.
We'll let you enjoy it in peace then, Jenny.
Oh, are you going, Gary?
Yes, dear. There's a squash rackets tournament on, and I planned on getting over to see some of it.
I hope I'll meet you again, Jenny Roberts.
Thank you.
Are you leaving too, Collier?
Yes, Evelyn. While you were in the hall, your guardian and I compared a few notes.
Collier's a squash player, too.
Well, I play at it. I was on my way over to the tournament when I met you. Gary and I thought we'd go over together.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yes, that's very nice.
I'll say goodbye to my pal, Maggie. With you in a minute.
You can't think very much of me, Collier.
Oh, but I'm filled with admiration. After two encounters with you, I'd class you as a double-talking little liar about the smoothest I've ever met.
Well, you're horrid, Collier Jerome.
No, Miss Roberts, I'm just honest, a quality I admire.
Are you going to tell Gary what you know about that evening?
Why should I tell him? That's your affair. I came in here with the idea of talking to you. I had the mistaken notion that you were worth it.
You can't talk that way to Evelyn. Be quiet, Jenny.
Like the rest of Britt Appleton's girlfriends, you're not a bit hard to look at. But underneath... Well, you say it.
With Gary Bennett, Collier Jerome leaves the house. There's an unaccustomed silence between Evelyn and Jenny. And the growing realization that Britt Appleton's friendship, which began in fun, has left a mark on the name of Evelyn Winters. Suddenly, Evelyn puts her hands up over her face and gives way to tears. Burning, uncontrollable tears of hurt and shame.
Oh, Jenny.
Collier Jerome's the most obnoxious thing I ever met. For all of me, he can just crawl back in the woodwork. Things he said to you, Evelyn.
Jeepers.
Oh, darling, they were true, Ginny.
Will Collier Jerome reveal Evelyn's secret to our guardian, Gary Bennett? Ladies, listen now to a word about a new revolutionary product that will make your spring cleaning easier than ever before. It's Blue White. B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E. Remember that name, Blue White. For this amazing new product will make your curtains and other things you wash so sparkling bright, so dazzling white, you'll hardly believe your own eyes. And all without any extra blowing rinse. For Blue White blues while you wash, you simply add these blue flakes when you use your regular soap. Then wash as usual. That's all. There's no extra blowing rinse, no extra wringing to do. You're through in a jiffy, and you'll be thrilled to see how sparkling bright, dazzling white your curtains and other things are with no blowing streaks. So to make your spring cleaning easier, to finish in less time, get amazing Blue White today. It's only 10 cents, but the way it makes things brighter, whiter is wonderful to see. Today, get Blue White. Jenny Roberts, Evelyn says,
Collier Jerome is a lot like Gary. That's the way Gary would talk to me. I couldn't stand it.
That's why Evelyn has gone on keeping the truth from her guardian. Brett Appleton, Collier Jerome have said they'll remain silent. But Renee Roscoe continues to look for the mystery girl whose initials she knows are E.W. Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next chapter of The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. Till then, this is Larry Elliott saying goodbye for Blue White, the new revolutionary product that blues while you wash.
Ladies, perhaps you're tempted to dress up your spring suit with hat and gloves in the exquisite new candy pink. If so, remember, this delicate shade will be flattering only if your complexion has rose petal freshness and radiance. So change from inadequate cleansing to Sweetheart Soap's 1-2-3 Extra Lather Beauty Care. It's really the last word in luxury, and yet simple as this. Night and morning, massage your face with Sweetheart Soap's Extra Lather for a full minute. Rinse with warm, then icy cold water. You get three-way help. 1, it cleanses. 2, stimulates. 3, brightens. See how much lovelier your skin looks and feels. And you can quickly prove why you'll prefer Sweetheart. See how Sweetheart gives up to twice as much rich, creamy lather as the average soap. Today, start Sweetheart's 1-2-3 Extra Lather Beauty Care to help your skin look its loveliest. Get Sweetheart, the soap that agrees with your skin.
Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.